This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Bill Clinton, the 42nd President of the United States, visited Oshkosh yesterday to rally Harris Wahl supporters. He said this election is important for more than just economic policy or health care concerns.
The next president, and the only reason I pray it will be Kamala Harris, the next president may have two more appointments to the Supreme Court. Yeah. And we've already got the most right-wing court in 100 years. And completely ideological. But if she gets two more appointments, it could be in balance at least. If he gets two more appointments, they'll be the most right-wing court for 30 or 40 years. Maybe longer.
Clinton was also in Milwaukee yesterday at a faith event. Today, Kamala Harris barnstorms the Appleton area before a huge rally in Milwaukee. And former President Donald Trump is also in the state today. He, too, will rally in Milwaukee this evening. Physicians from across Wisconsin gathered virtually on Halloween, sharing why reproductive health care policies in the Wisconsin legislature, led by Republicans in both chambers, are frightening to them. Dr. Melissa Hyde is a family physician in Green Bay.
This Halloween, physicians across Wisconsin are concerned less about our patients' blood sugar levels and more about the direction of health care and access to abortion in our state.
She said Republicans leave important bills for dead, like expanding Badger Care, and instead focus on putting lives at risk by trying to restrict abortion access.
The stakes this Halloween and this election are real, and legislative Republicans' track record on healthcare in our state is scary.
When a new charter school opens in Wisconsin, there's about a 50-50 chance that it closes within the next 5 years. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin has one of the higher closure rates in the U.S. for charter schools. A new report from the Center for Charter School Accountability shows nationally 25% of them close within the first 5 years. Here in Wisconsin, it's over 45%. Charter schools get public funding but are usually run by private entities. They're often billed as alternatives for families who want more options. But what do you do when that school you handpicked is set to close? Jenny Hofschulte of the Wisconsin Public Education Network.
That's 45% of those families put into a lurch and having to make pivots and new choices for their children.
She says traditional public schools are happy to welcome these kids back, but local districts often have to move really fast to place them. Wisconsin currently has more than 200 registered charter schools.
In a move to address teacher shortages, Wisconsin's state superintendent is asking for more money. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Jill Underley has unveiled a $59 million proposal focused on retaining educators and supporting aspiring teachers. The plan includes financial incentives offering a $10,000 stipend to student teachers and $3,000 bonuses to their full-time mentors. Underley also recommends scrapping a test for new teachers, which she says has a 48% first attempt pass rate.
The weather is definitely changing, and that means it's time for fall home maintenance. Brittany Merlot explains what we should do.
And the weather is changing. That means it's time for fall home maintenance. The Better Business Bureau is reminding us of important tips to prepare your home before winter weather arrives. Like clean your gutters, inspect your roof, test your smoke and carbon dioxide detectors, check your windows and doors for air leaking, and organize your garage and store patio furniture and other outdoor items inside. You can visit bbb.org for more home maintenance tips.
It's the time of year when we do a little time traveling. On Sunday morning at 2 p.m., we turn the clock back as we fall back to standard time. We'll gain an extra hour of sleep, but it will also seem like it's getting darker earlier. During the time change is also an excellent time to check the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their season opener in Philadelphia. Since then, they've lost four in a row, this time in Memphis, to the Grizzlies, 122-99. So what do they need to do to get out of this slump? Brooke Lopez.
We need a little energy, someone to wake us up, yell at us, pick us up, whatever it is. We're going to figure this out eventually, you know? We're going to be a different team in March.
The Bucks host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers on the road tomorrow night against the Hawkeyes. Kickoff at 6:30. Iowa favored by 3 points. NFL, the Packers host the Lions Sunday. Jordan Love dealing with that groin injury. Safety, Xavier McKinney, who leads the league in interceptions, named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month, Coach Jeff Hafley.
When you play good defense together and you have success and you win games, guys are going to get rewarded, and he deserves to be rewarded. He, in my opinion, is the best safety in the NFL.
That's the Packers defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Holiday movie season is about to kick off, and there are two big films to be released in the next couple weeks. And theater owners and studio executives are hoping they crush the gate. It's not quite Barbenheimer, but Gladiator 2 and Wicked both open November 22nd, and cumulatively are estimated to pull in almost $150 million to help kick off the holiday box office. Hopefully these films match the amount of buzz and hype that is brewing throughout Hollywood. A Hollywood actor is headed to prison for 12 months and a day for his part in the January 6th insurrection in 2021. Actor Jay Johnston has appeared in shows like Bob's Burgers, Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, and the critically acclaimed Mr. Show. According to NBC News, the actor, who was also in Anchorman and Men in Black 2, pleaded guilty to obstructing officers during civil disorder. According to Variety, the actor stole a police shield to help make a wall against police and pinned an officer against a doorframe and was arrested a month later. Tough way to get a new headshot. U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff is proposing legislation that would help keep film and TV production here in the United States. Variety reports that the film industry has wanted these incentives for a long time to help keep production from going overseas. Production in the U.S. has dropped consistently the last 3 years. Variety says the federal incentives would supplement incentives that already exist in states like Georgia, New Mexico, and Illinois. The shower scene in the film Psycho is iconic and made people scared to take showers. Compared to a new shower scene in Terrifier 3, the Psycho scene would be considered subtle, maybe even a love scene. Terrifier 3 is getting attention from the amount of people walking out of the film absolutely disgusted with said scene. One person in the UK actually vomited while watching the scene where two lovers are chainsawed to death in the shower. Filmmakers used 110 gallons of blood. What's really scary is there were probably some people in the audience watching with a smile on their face. Fans of Martha Stewart should check out a new documentary called Martha. But be advised, there is one person who is not a fan of the film, and that is its star, Martha Stewart. Stewart had issues with the way director R.J. Cutler made her look towards the end of the film, in which she says he portrayed her as, quote, a lonely old lady hunched over in the garden. She also has issues with the second half of the film for focusing too much on her prison stint, which Stewart says is a very small part of her life. Martha fans should judge for themselves, though. The film is available to stream on Netflix. Comedian Bill Burr and pop star Charlie XCX will host Saturday Night Live during the month of November. According to Variety, Burr will host the show November 9th, which will be the first episode post-election. This will be the comedian's second time hosting the show. Charlie XCX will host on November 19th and also appear as the musical guest. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s, and then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.